I think this is the funniest answer ever when Jesus asks the apostles, do you understand all these things? And they just say, yes. I would say, no, I have a lot of questions, Lord. There's still a lot I don't understand, especially when he's talking in parables. When our Lord speaks that way, there's so much to ponder. There's so many questions that come to our hearts. And yet our Lord is talking about something pretty difficult, and perhaps they're afraid answer to ask him more questions. We know that that happens when he speaks about the fiery furnace where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth for the wicked. And so perhaps there's a little bit of fear. And yet when they say that they understand everything, Jesus finishes his parables and it says he goes away from there. Now they must act on faith. They must say yes to him even when he's not there, when they can't see him. God desires to be with us, but he desires to be with us in response to our faith. He wants to know that we love him, that we long for him, even though we can't see him, even though perhaps we don't understand everything. How could we? How could we understand everything? We don't have that capacity within us. We have the ability to understand. That's a powerful gift of the Holy Spirit, one of the greatest gifts that the Holy Spirit gives us, the ability to understand something. And so when we grasp something, as perhaps the apostles did in this gospel, that's a huge grace for us. To know that our Lord came down to us and is with us, and hasn't abandoned us in this world. We say that before every Mass, don't we, when we genuflect. In the old Mass, it was read, the first lines of the Gospel of John were read before every Mass. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That the Word of God came to us, spoke to us, gave us himself. We saw the cloud in that first reading. It came right down on the people, right at their tent there. And they wouldn't even move because that was the glory of God. God desires to be with his people. My brothers and sisters, let's open our hearts and let's say yes with those apostles, even though we don't understand everything. Because God truly is visiting us and is with us and wants to remain with us and wants us to remain with him. And that's why we come to him at this Mass and receive him at the Eucharist, so that we can be as close to him as we can. Let's prepare our hearts to receive Jesus, the Word made flesh, here and now.